Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So many times, people have grown up generation after generation of poverty. And they think because, you know, well, I'm still poor and I'm staying poor, they think it's because we don't have money or don't know the right people, don't have connections. But that's not it. It's passed down from generation to generation, poor thinking, talking poor, making plans to be poor. And that's what's got to be broken. And there's only one thing that'll break it. And it's not people praying for you. Did you hear me? People can lay hands on you, like Brother Hagin used to say, till they rub every hair off the top of your head. But if you don't get the word in you and get your mind renewed so that you begin to talk like a rich person instead of talk like a broke person. Huh? This, well, we poor, but we proud. Well, that, both of those are conditions that require deliverance. And the Lord will set you free from pride and poverty. Amen. If you're willing to receive His word. Said out loud, God told me, it was His will for me to prosper and be in health as my soul prospers. Amen. That's Bible. I said, that's Bible. I believe it just like that, don't you? So we have been camping on this. We believe it the direction of the Lord. And taking point after point, proving the will of God concerning prosperity, and we're getting our soul prospered and our mind renewed. And even if you think, well, I've already had some mind renewal, you can take some more. I said, you can take some more. Don't ever think you've arrived. Huh? No. No, there's always a lot, you know, I like hanging around people that's got a bigger vision than I do. People whose numbers look bigger, who deal with bigger numbers, excuse me, than I do. It's good for you. Helps you. If you're always dealing with the biggest numbers of anybody that you're around, you get to thinking that's the top. You're there. But you ain't there. No. I'm telling you what. There's people that go out and buy islands. Did you know that? They see a nice island in the Pacific and they go, I want that. How much is it? Well, 1.5 billion. I'll take it. Yeah. Draw up the papers.
Amen.
Now, I'm not doing that yet. But, hey, we ought to keep moving up, right? Amen. Let's keep moving up. You might not start there, but if you don't start where you are, you stay where you are. And if you don't keep feeding your faith and having bigger vision and higher vision, then you just stay in the same place. Well, we ask this question, and let's review a little bit. We ask the question, what is prosperity? And we answered the question with 2 Corinthians 9:8. And he said, you know, God is able to make all grace abound toward us so that we always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. That's no lack. We always have more than enough all the time and plenty to give. That's prosperity. You can't put a dollar amount because it varies from person to person with what you've got going on and what you're called to do. But how many understand if you always have more than enough for everything you are supposed to do and everything you desire to do, and then you got plenty to give, you're a prosperous person.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And so then we talked about this. What kind of God do we serve? What kind of God is He? Well, how do we answer the question? Well, we're answering it a number of ways, but one way is we go back to the beginning and we go back to the patriarchs. How many believe, what is it, Malachi 3:6? He said, I am the Lord God, I change not. Hebrews 13:8, is that what it says? You know, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today and forever, never changes. So ever how God was in the Old Testament, He's still that way. Ever how he was with the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, like we've been talking about, he hasn't changed. People change. People forget God. People try to create God in their own image. And they try to create him in the image of their denomination. But how many understand God is not a charismatic God? He's not a Baptist God. He's not a Catholic God. He's God. Right? He is the way he's always been. He's God. And we constantly have to be renewing our mind with the word so that we don't get this distorted, twisted vision of who he is and who we've made him to be. But no, who is he? Well, he's some dozen times in the Bible, he referred to himself as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. So we talked about this. We said, what if we could get Father Abraham to come down here to Faith Life Church tonight, and we could give him the microphone, and we'd say, Father Abraham, there's a lot of Christians today that don't believe it's God's will for us all to prosper. What do you say about that? Do you believe that? Tell us how you knew God when you walked the earth. Was he a God who wanted you to be poor or wanted you to be a rich man? Was he God, a God who took away or diminished you or led you into decrease, or a God who increased you? What kind of God did you know? Well, we camped on that. And we saw that Abraham knew a God who blessed him, gave him the blessing. Abraham knew a God who made him very rich. Very rich. What else did we find out? He knew a God who protected him and who, you know, led him in the right way. We knew a God who was faithful to him and his family, right? But we said, this thing is not all a Godward thing, but there's also a manward side. What kind of man was Abraham that God could bless him the way he did? Now let's just stop right here. Let's remember this. We got to keep coming back to this. So many times people just teach the Godward side. And then they wonder, well, this didn't happen. Why didn't it happen? Well, there's a manward side to all these things. It's not just all up to God. We know being born again is not just all up to God, is it? Don't you have to believe? Don't you have to receive the Lord? So it's not just all up to God. He's done his part. And if you'll do his part, he'll certainly do what he said he would do. But what kind of man was Abraham that God could bless him like he did? Number one,
obedient man.
He left where God told him to leave. He went to where God told him to go. He stayed where God told him to stay. What other kind of man was he? He was unselfish. He was a man who preferred his brother, right? Even when it looked like it cost him. What other kind of man was he? Tithing man, right? And what other kind of man was he? Hospitable man. Being hospitable is a key to prospering. I mean, many places in the Bible it talks about this. And Faith Life Church excels in this area, don't we?
Yes.
Don't we?
Yes.
Well, people show up here and we're liable to buy their supper, right?
Amen.
Send them to a show,
amen.
Right?
Yes.
Feed them real good and pay off their car. That's the kind of stuff, right? I mean, the last 2 weekends, we've had testimonies of somebody received a car from people in the church. Is that right? Glory. This is just a regular thing with us. That's a little weak, guys. Let me go over this again real slow. Faith Life Church family, we excel in hospitality.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
You know, there's a commandment in the scripture that we are to love the stranger. Another word for strangers, visitor.
Yes.
Right? Somebody shows up, we go, glory to God. Somebody for us to bless.
Yes.
And of course, we all have pilaf rolls.
Hallelujah.
How many knows what a pilaf roll is? Good. How many do not know? You don't know what a pilaf roll is. Well, I better tell you then. A pilaf roll is a roll of cash. Roll of cash. Preferably hundreds or thousands. Right? And you got all your bills paid. everything's done, and you can just carry this around in your purse or in your coat pocket or a pant pocket, and at any occasion, the Lord didn't even have to tell you twice. It just come up real slight, and you whip it out, and you peel off one or two. Or three, you peel them off. Is that peel them off the road and go, here, hey, you know, buy you some new clothes, pay off your car.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
Be blessed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're not dreaming now. This is reality for us. Good. So Abraham knew a God who made him rich, who blessed him. And we talked about now the God of Isaac. Remember any of that? What kind of God did Isaac know? He knew a God who made his daddy rich. Very, very rich. And his daddy left him everything. And he started off life with a ton of money and a pretty wife. That's a good start. Right? And he knew a God who led him about where to stay and where to go. And so he, like his daddy, Abraham, he went where God told him to go. He stayed where God told him to stay. He sowed and planted his seed where God told him to plant. And he reaped in 1 year 100-fold. He knew a God who blessed him 100-fold.
Amen.
He knew a God who blessed him so much that the Philistines, the heathen, envied him. And the king came and asked him to leave because he was showing him up. Because, of course, the king wants the nicest cars. He wants the fanciest stuff, and Isaac was showing him up.
Yeah.
And Jeremiah talks about the testimony that this can be, that God bless us to the point where people fear God looking at us.
Yeah.
Because of the blessing on our life.
Amen.
That's the kind of God Isaac knew. Now the God of Jacob. What kind of God did Jacob know? Go to Genesis. Genesis 20. 8. Y'all believe in God with me tonight, right?
Yes.
Now don't look too much to me. That'll just hinder us. Look to the Lord. Right? If you look too much to me to entertain you or to do something wonderful for you, well, that'll hinder me. But if you look to the Lord, then He could give something good to you through me or just directly.
Yes.
Right? That's how it works.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The God of Jacob, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. 9233. The offer number is R423. That's R423, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.